Okay, here's read number one. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker plans to give the Kimberly-Clark Corporation $25 million in taxpayer money using powers the lame duck Republicans just voted to take away from incoming Governor Tony Evers. Kimberly-Clark, which makes Depends undergarments and other personal care products, will use the incentive package to save 388 jobs. The last-minute deal comes after Republicans tried for several months to pass a $70 million package. Under the lame duck legislation passed last week, the governor would not be allowed to offer such a giveaway without approval from lawmakers. Outside tonight, mostly clear in Milwaukee, lows in the mid-30s. In Madison, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number two. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The restrictions on early voting passed by the lame duck Republicans in Madison last week are very similar to the restrictions that were rejected by a federal judge 2 years ago. The same judge is expected to decide on the matter again if Scott Walker signs the legislation. The lame duck Republicans included the cutbacks in early voting in the same package of measures that would limit the powers of incoming Governor Tony Evers and incoming Attorney General Josh Call. Wisconsin had record turnout for early voting in the midterm election last month when Democrats won every statewide office. Outside tonight, mostly clear in Milwaukee, lows in the mid-30s. For Madison, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here is read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new report card on the rivers in the Milwaukee area has been released. The grade this year is a C-, up from a D-plus last year. Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes want to get input from the public on the next state budget, so they're doing a four-city budget listening tour. It's called the Building the People's Budget Tour. They were in Green Bay and Wausau this week. They'll be in La Crosse on Tuesday and Milwaukee on Wednesday of next week. Anyone can attend, but you must register online at eventbrite.com. And the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is urging citizens across the state to visit the office of their congressman next Thursday, December 20th, and urge them to make democracy reform a priority when they go back to Washington next month. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number four. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The statistics from Summerfest have been released. Income was down a little from what was projected, but officials say attendance was affected by excessive heat and rain. The Brewers announced their schedule of promotional items yesterday. A Christian Yelich bobblehead and a Brewers fanny pack are among the items to be given away next year. The Bucks unveiled another new uniform yesterday. It's called the Earned Edition for teams that made the playoffs last year. It's mostly white and features the colors from their 1980s uniforms. And the Bucks lost to the Pacers last night in Indiana. The final score was 113-97. The Bucks have tonight off, then play the Cavaliers in Cleveland tomorrow night. Outside tonight, mostly clear in Milwaukee, lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy in Madison, lows in the upper 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.